Attorney General Jim Doyle spoke to members of the Wisconsin Hospital Association at their annual convention in Green Bay. Doyle is the Democratic candidate for governor. He blasted McCallum, his Republican opponent, for cashing in a one-time payment of $825 million of tobacco money. The money came from a lawsuit against cigarette companies. Doyle negotiated the settlement on behalf of Wisconsin. Over time, Doyle says the money would have amounted to $6 billion.
I don't have any more $6 billion lawsuits up my sleeve. They have wasted it all. Now we've got to get down to the real work. The real shame here is that we wasted $6 billion to get to the point that we should have been at 2 years ago, which was getting down to the work that we have to do to bring this budget into balance.
The tobacco money will only serve to balance this year's budget. Doyle says the state will face an even bigger deficit in the next two-year cycle. The state's Commissioner of Insurance defended the McCallum administration's health care policies. Connie O'Connell says the governor protected Badger Care and senior care from budget cuts. And she says he saw the fund money as a temporary fix.
In the budget that he introduced, it tapped into the tobacco fund, but then it had a repayment plan. It had a plan to ensure that those dollars were repaid over time.
That provision was lost in the legislature's negotiation process. Wisconsin is the only state that spent all of its tobacco money. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.